A popular Outcast production.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Girls on Girls podcast. This is our first very special guest episode. We're going to talk about
easy
tattoos.
With the very special part, dude.
Shh. You don't get to talk yet.
No, I didn't introduce you. Shush.
All right,
no,
I'm going to crawl back under my rock now.
In addition to your host today, we have in the studio our favorite local tattoo artist, AJ.
Hello.
Yay!
I'm very happy to be here and halfway honored. Aww. I'm eating fruit.
You should be fucking honored.
I'm honored, dude. All right. You know it.
And in case you don't know the rest of us, we are your lady hosts for the evening, afternoon.
Is that what y'all call yourselves? Lady hosts?
I don't know.
I guess we do. No.
It's kick episode. Ass. It's kick ass. But
I just got
some
cool
of this is
going
to be unexpected because I haven't listened to any of this. So I have no idea, actually.
Oh, I haven't either.
How this shit's going
to
roll.
You haven't listened to any of the episodes?
Even if it, no.
Really?
Yeah, if you think I'm ever going to listen to this, you're crazy.
No, me too.
That's my point.
It's fine.
That's what I'm getting at.
So yeah, I am Aislinn, and my other two hosts are...
I am Ashley.
I'm Lauren.
All right, so I guess we'll jump right into this. AJ, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, whatever kind of backstory you want to give.
Backstory.
How you got started.
You want the long or the short? We've got time, so I can give you the long.
Well,
all right, I'll give you the semi-long. Regardless, I'll get to the point. I started out because I didn't really have any other options at that point in my life, and I had opportunities to take on an apprenticeship for tattooing. I knew I had wanted to tattoo at some point in my life because after I got my first tattoo, I asked the guy, I said, you know, what's it take to get into tattooing? And he gave me this exorbitant amount of time and an exorbitant amount of money as a quote for what it would take. And I thought, well, shit, you know, I understand that what he's telling me is that you have to take it seriously and it's not something that you just do on a casual basis and whatnot. So I knew I had to take it seriously. Unfortunately, the first apprenticeship that I actually landed that was worth something, I didn't take super seriously, but then I kind of realized that it wasn't the right place for me in the first place. And eventually, I landed another apprenticeship. That one, I got what I paid for. It was free.
Ooh. You
know? Yeah. It kind of blew a little bit, but not really. It humbled me a lot. It humbled me. I mean, yeah, I had to swallow every last bit of pride to do it. But there were just elements that were occurring there that I didn't agree with and didn't think that they were right for the standards of the industry. So, you know, I figured that if anything, fuck, I can be a positive influence on a bunch of people, you know, hopefully. There weren't a lot of people there, but outside of just a shop, you have a big reach because people come in, obviously. So you build a clientele, you build mm-hmm. friends, and it's a small environment. So inevitably people get to know one another. It's very personal. Anyway, that apprenticeship I did finish, and after that I just kind of bounced around from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I ended up back here in Pennsylvania, and the rest, as they say, is history, and hopefully it just ends here. Hopefully I get to retire from Totem, which, for the record, let me get this the fuck out of the way. I'm not retired. I'm still tattooing. Yeah. No.
People who's heard the rumors.
Yeah, that's just a little bit of the rumor mill. And his most recent rumor mill that... most recent part of the rumor mill that's frustrating me is that probably about 4 or 5 times now in the last couple of months, maybe, I've had people make a blatant direct comment that I was retiring soon or had retired already. I'm not retired.
FYI, probably a lot of the people that hear this aren't going to have heard that rumor because they probably
Well,
won't.
Now you fucking heard it, dude. I just told it.
No, you
so
are.
I am. I am perpetuating the rumor. I am keeping that rumor mill running. However,
no,
I'm
not.
Also kind of
shutting
ending
it down.
It. Yes, I am. I am putting it out there, but I'm also shutting it down. I mean, I'm fucking old, but I'm not that old.
No, you're not that old.
Right. Thank you. Of course,
I mean,
if Greg
only,
heard you, what? No.
You've got like 12 years on me and like 5-ish on Bill.
Yeah, if that's not, you know, years, try holding your breath for 12 years.
Nah.
It's a fucking long time.
When you become an adult, though, it just.
Dude, 12 years blows by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, before you know it, you're going to be fucking 40. And you're going to be bitching that your chin hair is gray. All right, not your chin hair being gray, but...
You're going to be bitching that you have chin hair.
Yeah. No doubt. Say, where the fuck did this come from? This getting old shit sucks.
God damn it, hair grew overnight. I'm almost 30. Like, my 10-year class reunion's coming up, and I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Don't go.
Am I 20? I'm not. Year class reunion's coming up.
No, you could not pay me to hang out with those people.
No. Yeah.
My 5
I always wonder... A little bit, but not enough to actually.
High school was more or less hell for me. I'm not going back.
Oh yeah,
we covered this in an earlier episode. We're, yeah, we well, don't
I'm
need
not
to get
gonna, I'm not going to delve. I'm going to stay out of that. I'm going to stay out of that.
Yeah,
let's get back to talking tattoo because I like tattoos
for real.
Yeah. Shoot, you got pink mic, dude. I got a black mic. She's got a pink mic. You have a red mic.
I got black.
Why does Aislinn Rayton get the pink mic, dude? I'm the
those are the two
guest
that were left over that Bill had.
I'm the guest.
Yeah, the these are the mics we regularly use, so they've got like our spit and shit embedded in them. You know,
everybody gets their own spit shit.
Although I think Lauren and I have been switching colors every week.
Excellent. So yeah, we actually probably have no idea where this mic is from.
It's brand new.
What is the mic?
Oh, yeah.
They swap nice out covers. It's the same mics for every podcast, but everybody's got like
so
different colors.
So deep down behind the foam covering, there's mum.
Yeah, probably.
There is living bacteria on my microphone.
No, there shouldn't be. Because everybody gets...
Well, you know, that it could be the one that Brady put his balls on. There could be ball bacteria
see,
in there.
Now we're getting down to it. Like,
yeah, there was a guy that came in with no pants.
Yeah, his foam microphone covers up there.
That was
nobody
Bill's,
uses it anymore.
That was Bill's podcast. Yeah,
I don't think I would either.
The popular outcast.
That was the episode before I guested it on, so they went out and got a new cover.
What was it
for
like
me
for you to be a guest? Did you get them sidetracked off subject?
No, I tried to keep their asses on topic because they would just start talking amongst themselves. I'm like, you know, you guys invite a guest on, you don't even fucking talk to them. All right, I'll just sit here. No, just finish.
She was the most structured guest.
Yeah, you see, I'm actually probably going to be pushing it in and out, you know.
That's
from
fine
subject and back. Digress.
Do what you do, man.
Yeah. So what do you want to know?
What do
you
want to
ask me the typical question, what's the weirdest spot I've ever tattooed? You want to know?
Well, it depends on what you classify as weird.
Thank you, because that's exactly what comes out of my mouth whenever someone asks me.
Because if I know you have tattooed male genitalia, and
you didn't say pecker, dong, schlong, wanger.
I'm gonna say whacker, encompassing balls, penis, you know, all that jazz. I know you've tattooed genitals in general, and some people think that's weird and outrageous, but it's...
Well, it's the fact of the industry. People do it, you know? Yeah, like, where there is skin, people will try and tattoo it, even if it's, like, not going to stay, no matter what.
Like,
you can tell a person that you have absolutely no chance whatsoever of having this tattoo heal and stay. And if you did, you'd be one in 100 million people. You really think that's going to work for you?
So what do people get tattooed that doesn't stay? Other than, like, I know hands don't stay.
Like, high-use areas.
Hand, well, palm.
Hands in your palms, they shed more. They shed more rapidly.
Does the inside of the lip, the mouth and stuff?
Yeah, that's just funky tissue to begin with. Tongue. I don't know about tongue. I've never fucked with a tongue. Not tattoo-wise, anyway.
I thought it doesn't stay normally.
I don't know. I've heard conflicting rumors.
Well.
Who knows?
What was
I know
the...
that I've never caught myself shedding skin on my tongue,
that's
so I
true
don't. I don't know about that, but I mean, I have shit coming off my palms all the time.
I thought you get like all new taste buds like every week or something like that. I thought your taste buds.
We'll look into that for future reference.
Somebody should probably look that up.
Somebody Google that shit.
Did you ever see the producer Bill? Maybe I dreamed it.
Did you ever see the famous tattoo picture where the guy is getting his eyeball tattooed, like blue ink or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that real?
I don't think that's real. It's not tattooing per se. They're just injecting ink between like the layers of your eye.
Yeah, that's gross. What's going on there. A little freaks me out there. I'd read an interesting editorial by Chris Fouts in International Tattoo Art a little while ago, and he was talking about that phenomenon and just mentioned that, you know, your eye is very sensitive. Little fucking globule of fluid, dude. And even a slight fluctuation or having something stuck in there, whether it be a piece of dust or, you know, God forbid, like a chunk of metal because you're a welder or a metal cutter or something like that. But the eye is really, really sensitive. So to think that putting extra stuff in there and generating pressure is a good thing, he had doubts that that was a positive thing.
But I've already got shitty eyesight, so I mean...
Yeah.
I'm not going to put needles in my eyes.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. No matter what, it's like everything else. You know, it's not exactly scientific, but we understand certain aspects of it. So until it's happened and existed within a body for a while, who's really the fuck to say, you know, what it's going to do? You know, now I'll be honest with you, it's going to suck for a person who has it done and 5 or 10 years down the road, their shit goes squirrely and now they're blind or they're cross-eyed and they look just all mangled, you know? That's unfortunate because I don't think that that's necessarily what they signed up for when they did
it. How else are you going to learn what it does, though?
Yeah,
you gotta have one question. Asshole that does it.
Good question.
Well, not even an asshole, just one daring soul.
Yeah, you just refer to him as one ballsy, brazen individual who's just gonna say, you know what? I don't really fucking care if I go blind or not, dude. Yeah. This is worth
this
it.
This is for science.
Sure. I mean, unscientific science, but one way or the other, there's an observation going on. You know, you're learning something. Somebody's learning something. I know that I don't really want to do it to somebody. I don't want to do eyeliner either, and I don't want to do eyebrows and shit like that. Not only is that stuff really, really... I mean, to me, that kind of shit, you really want to know your shit.
And
I don't want to deal with somebody's eyes. That freaks me out a little bit. I mean, like, I'll tattoo a guy's junk, no problem, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll grab that and I'll wrap it around that toilet paper roll, but I won't... I don't want to deal with people's eyes. You know,
there's just something about dealing with like the area that you cannot cover up.
That shit's
whatsoever.
So delicate, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's not tissue, and it's just I'm gonna stay away from that. Man. Maybe it's my own little bit of paranoia, but
that's fair.
Err on the side of caution, if that's applicable.
Yeah. I can't find any info on
taste buds and tongue tattooing.
Bill,
whatever.
You need to get with it, dude. It's out there. Everything is on the internet. I keep hearing this. Everything's on the internet. Everything's on the internet. So where the fuck is it, dude?
I don't know.
Dig it out.
It's hiding in some Chinese website you can't read.
Must be.
You know, funny that you bring that up. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I was looking up mountain bikes the other night on my little iPad. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, you're looking up stuff on your iPad now.
Yeah, I do every now and then.
Nice.
It's for other things.
Every night.
Well, yeah, sort of. It helps at the shop. Like, I don't have to print pictures out because I draw most of the stuff on the body. And if that's the case, I really just need a picture. Mm-hmm. Well, this saves me from having to research stuff at home, which takes away from what I want to be doing at home that night. And, you know, so on and so forth. It makes it a little bit easier. So I can pull it up at the shop, boom, just draw off that picture. I'm good to go. Although the fucker doesn't stay on very long. And then all of a sudden, I got to reach over and I got to turn it back on and flick the little unlock shit.
You can actually
set it up. We can set it to do that.
Why does nobody tell me?
Well, why didn't you tell me that you were having that problem? I would have fixed it for you.
Because I just kind of figured that that's the way this stupid shit works because it's all junk.
Well,
it all
ask
sucks.
Questions. All right? Just ask a question.
Why does it have to weigh so fucking much? Dude, that thing alone weighs down my little carry case with all of my drawings and pads and stuff in it.
Yeah,
a ton. It makes a huge. You take that thing out, and suddenly I'm not carrying as much crap in my bag.
There's only two.
Ask him; he knows.
No, there's three.
Which iPad do we have?
He has a 3.
A 3.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait. It says 3.6 on the wrapper. I made that up.
I have no idea what that means.
I did find out that your taste buds are constantly regenerating.
Yes!
So that will work.
It says their normal life cycle is anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks.
All right.
You were pretty spot on then.
Yeah.
I'm awesome.
You are.
I'm a sea of useless knowledge.
Dude,
but
me
ask me what I did last week, and I will have no idea.
I don't even know what day it is most times.
I know today is Sunday.
I got that much down.
Yep.
Because we're recording.
Woo! Well, the week was a blur for me. I was sitting on the couch. Normally what happens is I miss a couple days during the week. Like, there's just a couple of days that disappear from my brain and my memory, and I don't remember what the fuck happened. I don't remember who I saw. I don't know who I talked to. I don't remember who I told what that I was going to do for him. That's why I write everything on Post-it notes. And I carry that little stack with me everywhere I go. You know, babe. You've seen me with this thing. I pull it out, and it's a fucking stack of Post-it notes. That's a stack of Post-it notes.
I just put everything in my phone.
Yeah, but I don't have one of those things because
I told him to put it in his iPad, but he won't.
No, I'm not
there's notes
to do
in
that
your
either.
iPad.
Yeah,
I think you can even get sticky notes.
I got that takes way more effort than just post-it.
Yeah, you
I
do
even
realize
put an app on
got,
there where
yeah,
he could draw,
you.
Like
thank
write
you.
His notes with his finger on his iPad, and he
nope.
he won't use it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with Aislinn on this one though, because just grabbing the fucking post-it note and writing.
Did
the
you
note,
say Aislinn?
Yeah.
That's a sound. Yeah,
but you're right pointing. There. I thought you were pointing at Ashley.
No.
I'm pretty sure you're pointing at Aisling.
But your Megatron's finger was kind of going that way. I'd be putting a hole through her right now. Right through her sternum. She's got a hole.
That's not where your finger was before.
Anyway, not the point.
What the fuck does that mean, dude? I got family that might listen to this.
Family should not be listening. If you were a little kid, you should probably turn this off.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guarantee my brother or any parental figures probably don't listen to this because there are things they just
don't. And for the record, Mom, turn this off. For the record,
though, I'll have you know that unexpected things. Getting back to the tattoo thing, I'm going to get us back on track here.
All right, cool.
An interesting story to tell. You know, the fact that I'm doing a sleeve on my father, who's in his late 60s.
That's amazing.
You know, is testament to the reach of tattoo and the attraction of tattoo. Because this is a dude who never had an interest in tattoo. He was in the army, you know, barracks, all that jazz. Guys went out and got tattooed. He didn't. And when I asked him about it, he said, I didn't really have much interest in it because whenever I saw the tattoos, I didn't really think it was for me. I didn't think it was something that I wanted to exhibit. I asked him what changed his mind.
And those were like dime store tattoo shops.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, yeah. I'm sure that they weren't doing any masterpieces and whatnot. Yeah, they just lined them up back in the day and boom. If you were lucky to have enough to have a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those places were pretty gnarly. I have a lot of respect for the old school, though. Because without the old school, I don't get to be sitting here blathering about what I do for a living.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? It's just got to give...
So your dad and tattoos. Sleeve.
Yeah. So Dad's got a full sleeve now. And we're almost done. And, you know, every
time... I don't
think
I've seen your dad's arm since you did the original...
Nova, his hot rod. Yeah. Got his first tattoo when he was 58. I'm responsible for that. However, he asked me for it. I never once have asked anybody in my family if they wanted me to tattoo him. You know? But I kind of figured that they all knew that I would.
Yeah.
But none of them have let me corrupt them other than my father. Which is pretty cool, because I haven't really corrupted him. I've just given him the sleeve.
Yeah.
And it's badass.
You're not still your dad.
And it's cool. Yeah. Without getting too personal, It's a personal experience giving a tattoo as well as getting a tattoo. You know, you're one-on-one. And as long as you don't have a carnival of friends with you to distract from everybody else and what's going on and what can be said, you know, some pretty cool conversations take place. And to have that happen with my dad, you know, who the fuck doesn't dream of tattooing their dad? You know? All right, if you're a dude. Greg, the guy I work with, Greg, dude, he... gets a kick out of tattooing his dad. He was very stoked about the opportunity, you know, but halfway wigged me out just because my dad's a pretty reserved guy, you know. It was a little bit of a shock that he even wanted to get a tattoo, but I was into it. Yeah. I was more proud of the fact that he said the whole reason that he decided that he really wanted to get a tattoo was after he saw my portfolio after I moved back to Pennsylvania. I thought that was pretty cool, you know. So I didn't suck bad enough back then to make him not want to get a tattoo from me. That was pretty sweet. Cool. Score one for the Gipper. Anyway, but that's something that you have to think about is it's very far reaching, especially now, because it's out there in the public space and everybody's talking about it. And, you know, people always want to talk about tattoos. If you have tattoos that are exposed and you're out in the public, chances are good that no matter who you are, you could be the biggest recluse in the world, most nervous motherfucker when it comes to dealing with human beings, and you're still going to end up getting talked to about tattoos at some point. Yeah. You know, more often than not, people do talk to you.
It'll come up.
You know? I mean, even if it's other tattooed folks, maybe they like what they see and they want to know who did it, you know, or you know, maybe they just need a better look because they're 12 feet away and they just saw a fat sleeve and they wanted to check it out.
As long as, like, my thing is, like, okay, you want to look at my tattoos, fine, just be polite, you know, don't grab me, don't just get all up in my face.
Yeah, I mean, most of us kind of come across a little harsh, I'm sure, in a physical sense, appearance-wise, but it's important that people understand that, you know, we're not packages of meat that need to be formed and shit. You don't get to just grab us, you know? Yeah. You don't go up to somebody's child and grab them out of their fucking stroller and say, oh my God, it's like the fucking cutest baby I've ever seen. No. Ugh. So, hey, cut us a little slack.
People do it with dogs, though. They'll go up to dogs and like, oh my God, your dog's so cute. Why is that? I mean, okay, yes, it's a dog. It's very cute. But you don't know if it's going to bite you.
Yeah.
Whatever, same dude. Thing with dogs don't want to bite people.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Unless they're raised that way, but the majority of dogs are not.
But usually, in terms of the last 10 years, I was around a cat who had he had a dog that was pretty aggressive, but whenever we were at his apartment, he always made sure that the dog was put into another room, because the whole purpose for that dog was to make sure that if someone other than that dude was in the house, that dog was there to kill them. Or at least take him down, make sure that they weren't going to be able to do anything, hold him at bay, whatever it takes, who knows.
Shit, son.
Yeah, it was there for protection, plain and simple. That's what that dog's purpose was.
But I knew for a fact that that dog was an absolute sweetheart, because when the dog got to know you, it would just, like, lay on you.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice dog, but...
And that's my point. Dogs don't really want to bite you. We have a fuckload of dogs. I've had nonstop dogs for the past 20 years, dude.
No, I know.
Well, yeah, okay, it's getting to the point where it's driving me bonkers. I'm kind of tired of picking up dog shit. I'm kind of tired of coming home. Every now and then, there's a big old puddle of dog barf.
Yeah, I had to bring up dogs,
Ashley. I did, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thing is here's the deal. I'm going to be unbelievably brutally honest, and this is an aspect of myself that I'm not exactly happy about, but I love my dogs, but I hate them by the same point.
Oh, God, me too. Really, like, I love my pets, but God damn it, sometimes I just can't wait till they die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, you know, I'm not going to lie, but there are times that, when, like today, smell. The one that she fucking makes me want to smash my head through a concrete wall. Oh, my goodness, dog drives me crazy. And she was just looking at me all cute, laying on the floor today. I came in from cutting the grass, bitch is laying here. I'm like, all right, I'm going to lay down and pet you, dude. So I did. She was cute. And I said, you know, just don't understand why you can't be cool like this all the time.
She's the one that breaks into the bathroom and like,
and doesn't just break into the bathroom and, she destroys shit, you know, eats cat litter out of the bag. And so you have cat litter strewn across the bathroom floor. Luckily, I'm usually not the one to have to come home to that.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of dodge that pool. Yeah. However, I come home to enough vomit and shit vomit that, and I'm not going to bother getting into that. You can figure it out from what I just said.
Now that we grossed out every listener we may have possibly had.
Well, anybody who has a dog and a cat understands.
Yeah, they get messy, dude. They get messy. But our pad is kind of built for animals in that we can get away with having... Animals
you guys have a
have
huge house with
man.
Concrete floors.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
You can't beat that.
Like gross concrete floor, not even nice concrete.
Well, there's no point in cleaning them because, you know, they get... And plus, when I'm outside getting all muddy and stuff, I track mud through everything. I'm not going to lie. I'm a slob.
No, don't act like it's not clean. We sweep a lot.
Who said it wasn't clean?
You just said it. You just said it wasn't clean.
I'm just kind of like, getting no to the cleaning. Point that we're rough on the place.
Yeah, well.
You know, I live in it. I live there, and I am muddy regularly, and, you know,
me too.
Crap all over me all the time. And I don't mean, like, fecal matter crap. I just mean I got stuff on me from whatever, you know. Doesn't matter. All right, change the subject.
Yeah, so, one thing, okay. What is your stance on, state-regulated, like, tattoo licenses? Like... Do you think those are, like, good or bad or neutral?
I think they're kind of unnecessary, you know? I'm not taking that from the stance of a libertarian political party, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of regulation in general.
Right.
But, because here's why. I'm not going to act like... I want to put this disclaimer out before I even talk about this, but... what I'm trying to get at with this whole statement is going to be that it's... It's tantamount that safety is important. But frankly, safety, 99% of safety is fucking common sense, dude. You know, you don't get to touch your drawer after you, have been tattooing with that pair of gloves. You got to take your fucking gloves off. Sorry, you got to waste a pair of gloves. You have to waste a lot of shit. It's got to cost you a lot to be able to do that tattoo.
Because you want to avoid cross-contamination.
Correct. And barrier film is important. And just wrapping this and wrapping that and all that shit. And knowing what you can and can't touch. It's very important. But it's simple, dude. No shit, you can't touch something. That's where all the shit is, on my gloves. Why do I only be touching my equipment? You know, I got to handle that equipment later on just to be able to get into my drawer. So why do I want to do that? Why do I want to touch anything that I'm going to touch later without... It doesn't make any sense.
Right. I just... So, my thing is, what the fuck was the question again?
How do you feel about...
Regulation. Bam.
Like, if you think regulation would be good or bad.
So, from what I've seen, for the most part...
Because some even, states do even it, some crappy states
shops,
don't.
Yeah, even crappy shops, for the most part. And I'll get to that in a second in terms of what I know about that, other states and stuff like that, but that do regulate.
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of lost my train of thought there.
I don't know. But my
so did
is,
you.
Okay.
Excellent.
No, I am a state-licensed cosmetologist. I have to go to a state-mandated test to be able to cut someone's fucking hair.
Yeah, I've never understood that either.
If somebody wants to tattoo making a permanent mark in someone's body underneath the skin, you can just buy your whole kit online and start tattooing in your kitchen.
I don't have to be licensed either. Groomers don't have to have any license whatsoever.
I'm
going
to say that it probably has to do with nothing more than either lobbies somewhere... Or the fact that there's a whole lot of you fuckers, and they make a shitload of money off having you guys have to pay licensing fees. You know?
Probably.
But it's just like...
I wonder if it's not a matter of time until we end up in the same boat, in which case then we'll deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
But,
but we have to do like the whole...
Here's the thing.
Practical exam and...
You're going to have to know that there's going to be, you know, fly-by-night crappy operations that don't last, and maybe they don't take care of their stuff as well. Honestly, I don't really pay attention to our local scene much. I hear stupid rumors. I'm not even going to fucking entertain bringing that stuff up.
No.
I mean, people say a lot of stupid shit about everybody, and that's just the way the industry is. But for the most part, shops take care of themselves. I mean, regardless, you know, and there's certain things that you want to check for, you know, make sure your the autoclave was spore tested and stuff like that. If you're a client who really wants to know, you can ask a shop, you know, do you have a current spore test for your autoclave, you know? So that way I know that anything that you're using that does get touched and cleaned, reused afterwards, like a tube and whatnot.
Yeah.
Never needles. Better not be needles.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
But that, better have a sharps container for that shit.
Yeah, that too. They don't hurt. But you got to make sure that kind of shit's there. You know, it's important. At the very least, if for no other reason than just the peace of mind for the client, because the person's already coming in there with a whole lot of apprehension, especially if it's their first tattoo.
Yeah.
And if it's their first time meeting me, I'm a little bit of a pain in the ass. And I can be a little overbearing and just
fucking
intense.
I've heard you can be a little harsh on the first meeting.
I've seen it.
I'm intense.
He's a little harsh.
I've seen you almost make people cry. And I laugh.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure why that happens, but I can guess.
Because you're very frank and to the point about things.
Yeah, but you got to know that the reason that is because I'm passionate.
Yeah,
you know, I really feel what I do.
Sugarcoat it,
you know?
And like cater
well,
to
here's
them.
Here's the thing: a lot of people don't really have passion for anything that they do in life, and it's unfortunate. It's one of the most saddening and causes for my cynicism about humanity is how lacking in passion people are. It's something so fucking foreign to me. Like, I can talk about any number of subjects that I'm passionate about. And yet, when I ask a person who comes in and says that they want to get a tattoo, they don't know what they want to get. And I ask them, well, what do you like? And then I clarify real quick. I say, but I'm not asking you what you like in terms of tattoos you've seen. I'm asking you in terms of, like, on a personal level, what are you into? What do you dig? And more often than not, the person stands there and says, I don't know. And I... You know what you did, dude.
I never understood that either. Like, how are you
so,
not
you see, you've
passionate
heard it.
About something?
You've
yeah.
heard it as clients.
I've
you've heard
that.
People come
yeah.
in and ask that question.
How do you
and
not
I mean,
know?
It's, whether you want to say that it's sad or frustrating or they're dumb or whatever, it's none of those things. It's just they're lacking that passion. They're lacking that connection to life.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why I am so fucking crazy and intense is because I want you to feel that the same way I do. I want you to have that passion for something. And if it's something that is what I'm going to be emblazing your skin with, I want you to really dig it. I want you to feel it. I want you to be as big of a part of this experience as you can. And I want it to be symbolic of that. As awesome as it can be, as good as it can be, that's what you deserve. You know, if you're going to pay somebody to do that, that's what you deserve. You're going to carry this with you for a really long time. Don't worry about what it's going to cost you. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. Some tattoos are going to take much less time. Some tattoos are going to take a long time. Don't worry about that. Just concentrate on the end. That's what's important. And the journey to get there is an absolute blast, and you learn shit about yourself one way or the other, whether it's a quick little fucking tattoo that takes me 2 minutes to do on you or something that takes us a year to do over the course of a year. You know, it's still, there's always a journey for that individual, and that's, fuck, that's pretty cool. You know, how many people get to say that they changed a person that day? Every day I go to work and I change a person. That's pretty fucking awesome, dude.
That is really awesome.
That's positive.
Yeah.
And being able to do that, I haven't quite found the right way to, with my personality, to provide that kind of positive, that love thing, to let them know that the only reason I'm behaving so fucking crazy is because I love your idea, and I think it has some magnificent potential, and I want you to feel that energy so that you are willing to see it through to its most royal possible end. You know, are you willing to make this fucking idea as awesome as it could be? Or do you just want something that's kind of significant to, like, 10 minutes ago? What are you after?
I have seen, like, the flip side of that, though. When somebody comes in with something that you absolutely hate and do not want any part of.
All right, you're getting me to try and be mean, aren't you?
Necessarily, I'm just saying, like, as passionate as you are about what you do have, like, a line somewhere. It's like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah, you should probably explain why, like, why people might think that you're intimidating. But it's usually the clients, you know?
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm intense. And, apparently I'm really quick in my noggin. So when I'm throwing ideas around at a person, it can be pretty overwhelming to have somebody. Like, when you don't have a very visual mind, when you're not able to grasp images in your head readily, at whim, you know, then it's hard to understand how this dude can stand in front of me and bounce 10 different things off me and expect me to be able to picture it in my head. And that's always been my fault, is that I just kind of always naturally assume that everybody can do this with their head. You know, picture all this shit and just morph it and do it, but they can't. So it'd be nice if I could just slow myself down. It's just really, really, really hard to do. But when that happens, when that person has to deal with me, I hope that they can just feel that and be like, yeah, this dude's gnarly because he's fucking gnarly. Because he wants my tattoo to be fucking awesome. I hear him, you know. There are plenty of people that hear that. And then there's other people that are like, wow, this dude, I think he just got done killing and eating a rabbit out in the wild somewhere, dude.
You do kind of walk around the shop like a caveman, though. Every now and then.
It's the beard.
It must be.
It's facial hair.
I like it. I think it's cool. Awesome. No, like, the first time I met you, like, not just the beard, but, like, the first time I met you, I actually really didn't think you were very cool. Yeah. But I think that's because you had so much confidence about yourself. Now I'm like...
You really know what it is, because I hear everything. I hear, like, that I'm cocky and arrogant and all this stuff. But, dude, I'm really just... I don't mean to steal a line from fucking Harry Potter, but I'm just me.
No, you know? And I know that.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about that part of me, which is, well, I want you to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to have something to say to me. I was told by someone a while back, like, my mom always taught me to talk to people the way that they want, you know, the way that you want them to talk to you. And, well... I want you to be blunt with me, dude. I don't want you to blow smoke up my ass. I don't want you to be a cream puff with me. I'm not a fucking cream puff. I want you to be even mildly abrasive if I'm out of line. You can tell me that, and I'm not going to crumble. I'm not a fucking piece of china. All right, shoot.
I've told my actual employees, like the people who work for me, that tell me to shut the fuck up. Like, if I tell you something stupid, if I'm fucking up, if I'm doing something wrong... Tell me I'm doing something wrong.
You're allowed.
Don't fucking bullshit me. Don't tell me that I'm doing it right because you're afraid that I'm going to be offended.
Yeah.
Like, I will not be offended. Tell me I'm doing something wrong. Yeah. Tell me that this is the way it is.
Yeah, we can be raw. You know? It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to get butthurt over it.
Dude, if there's any place that being PC really doesn't have a whole lot of place in,
yeah,
it's in a tattoo shop, in my opinion. At least that's for me. I like a street shop atmosphere. I don't know if I could handle like a full-on bunch of artsy-fartsy gallery-laden people with all of our paintings all over the walls. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure it'd be cool and really chill. I like a chill, mellow atmosphere, but I think I like being able to just be blunt and raw and upfront with people because I want them to be blunt and raw and upfront.
The one time I came in and I wanted my Daisy sleeve or my Daisy upper arm, outer, whatever piece it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want daisies. And I want it a lot of color. I want this, 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 and this. And you're like, that's fucking stupid. He's like, you're just like, I fucking hate daisies. And I'm like, I'm not talking to you. I'm going to Greg. And Greg's like, I love daisies. Let's do that. And I'm like, you see, that's why I'm going to Greg.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that, though.
Why would you tell her daisies are stupid?
I don't remember. I think it was just because you don't like doing
with
them.
How much, with how much you like doing flowers, like, why are daisies stupid?
They're not quite as bad as a sunflower. Sunflowers are gnarly because they have a lot more curl to... All right, here's why. Daisies are boring to me.
Right.
There's nothing to a daisy.
I like the simplicity of it, though.
Yeah, some people
that
do.
That was what I want. I like the simplicity of it.
Which is the beauty of art and why you get to have that choice. Yes. Like, I've never felt like I needed to do everybody's tattoo.
Yeah.
But there's going to be people that come to me that have an idea that, you know, they want me to do. And they know that it's... not necessarily up my alley in terms of being my forte or something, but something that they know that in the back of my head, I'm not going to be tattooing. I'm saying to myself, why the fuck am I doing this tattoo for this person?
Yeah.
For instance, when people come in and they want to do a traditional tattoo, I really don't like traditional tattoos. You know, they're really not my thing. I don't have much interest in doing them. I know I'm going to bum a lot of people out when I say it, but I'm just not a big fan of the style. I understand why it exists. I appreciate why it exists. I admire the guys out there that can bust it out and bust it out clean, because that's kind of the point of a traditional tattoo.
What is the definition of a traditional tattoo? Because I don't really
single shot, bold outline.
Okay.
Strong black shading away in the color.
Jerry style.
So my butterfly.
No.
Simpler?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's where? Like, okay,
dude, oh, the shop.
That's what's going to say the goddamn poster on the wall. Station.
That's traditional.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. Traditional American specifically.
Okay. Yeah.
Traditional Asians obviously totally different.
Yeah.
You know? I love traditional Asian. Just throwing that out there.
It's big. I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely like that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is rocks. Beautiful.
I don't know if I want to do it, but I admire it a lot.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. You're going to be covered in fucking transformers and gnarly biomechanical stuff. Maybe not. I don't know.
AJ has all of your tattoos planned. Yeah. You have no say in the matter.
We have plans in the works.
See, this is what's happening to me now. With Lauren, for instance, I did the exact same thing to her. I told her what her whole right leg was going to be in her abdomen, and she's like, "Oh, you're doing my abdomen? I didn't know that." And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to be doing your ab." But it's about good skin is sometimes hard to find, and people that are going to heal the tattoo well, and that they're going to be.
I try my best, but I currently have a toddler who thinks it's hilarious when mom says, "Ow, stop it."
Yeah. Do you have a dog?
I have a dog. Yeah.
Do you have a crate for it?
No.
They probably wouldn't like it. You know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't have children, because I do have dog crates. One more reason out of the 1,164,000 reasons.
I'm writing a list too of why I don't want kids. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad.
So do people have people stop saying to you like, "Oh, you'll change your mind eventually"? Have people finally stopped that?
Yeah, it stopped a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. So I have to wait till I'm 40 for that to stop.
Stopped right around 37, 38.
Okay, so I got a lot of years. Shit.
Yeah, because I remember you told me, it's like, people are just always like, you'll change your mind eventually, and then they find out how old I am, and they're like, oh, well, nope, never mind.
Yeah,
the first time it happened, I was 36, and I was tattooing this woman, and she asked me if I was ever going to have children, and I said, absolutely not. And she said, well, how old are you? And I said, 36. And she said, yeah, you're probably past that age where a guy wants to have a kid. I said, well, who knows? Because I know of dudes that were in their 40s, and that's when they have them. However, I mean, I don't know if that dude planned it. I don't know if it was like whatever, my old lady's ovaries actually squeezed out another one. Who knows?
I have a friend, like, her parents were still adopting kids well into their 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you are. I'm just, you know, everybody's biological clock is different. Mine. Some people want kids till they die. Some people don't want kids at all.
I'm pretty sure mine never was running.
I was going to say, I don't think I have one.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'm like, oh, kids would be nice. Oh, God, they're sticky. They're all sticky.
That's how I got Morgan. That's how I got Morgan.
Yeah, it's,
I love her. She's great, though.
Well, yeah, right. Your kid's great. You wanted kids.
If you take it seriously and you do right by the kid, this coming from a douchebag with no kids, of course, but based on what
I've seen... You've seen good parenting and shitty parenting.
I mean, based on the parents that I've seen that really take their kids seriously, you know, that are very involved in their kids' lives...
quit my job to be with my kid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's important for that kid.
You don't get much more fucking serious than that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, otherwise you're just kind of lazy. And who wants that? You know?
Like, I understand. This is a tangent. No, we're not going there.
I don't even know where you're going. So,
well, the thing that people feel the need, like, they have to work. Like, I gotta work. Like, I gotta provide for my kid. And yeah, to a point. But, you know, your kid doesn't need an Xbox and 40 fucking games to go with it. Like, your kid needs food and clothes and some basic toys.
Yeah,
play and outside comfort. Like we had to do when we
Seriously,
were kids.
My kid loves to fucking play with sticks and rocks.
Yeah. Most kids
shit for her.
Most kids love the boxes that the stuff comes
right?
in.
Yeah.
My niece, seriously, my dad will give my niece like.
Well, your niece is also like 6 months old.
9 months now.
Oh shit!
But she's starting to walk. It's fucking scary.
Goddamn.
But yeah, he'll give her like the newspaper after he's done reading it. And she's like, "Newspaper's awesome!" Just tears it up, chews on it.
Yep.
She's a dog. I taught her how to bark. That was my.
That's your
I told my brother.
To the
I warned
of that
him.
Child.
I warned him. I was like, "You know, she's going to bark," and he's like, "No." She's not going to bark. You're not going to teach my kid to...
Whatever.
No.
He's putting on, like,
fucking
pink camouflage
bark.
John Deere onesie.
Oh,
she can bark.
Everything my brother is doing, I'm fighting and teaching her the opposite. The other day, I was talking to her because...
This is a TARDIS.
I know. I'm just like...
Are you serious? You're teaching the Doctor Whoisms?
I am.
That's killer.
She's very young, and we've got to start now because my brother sees her a lot more than I do. So I need to interfere very quickly. At the baby shower, I bought them a pile of books. I'm starting very early. Good books.
See,
books that you can chew on.
See, I'm now an uncle, but I have to kind of really watch myself because I don't think my brother.
Oh, shit, your brother has a kid?
Son. Yeah. And I don't think he wants little Jonah to be.
Jonah?
Yeah. Kid's badass.
That's a cool name.
He screamed the first time I fucking held him. I expected it. They all do.
Oh, she loves but, me.
No, my niece
is weird.
Most kids don't really love me. But I'm okay with that. But at the wedding, I was goofing around with Lauren's little nieces. I don't remember how old they were. What, 3, 4, 4, 5, something like that. I don't know. But I was goofing around holding them and just figured I'd give everybody a gnarly photo op, you know?
Yeah, why
no
not?
Shit. That dude's got kids in his arms? No.
I remember the first time you picked up my kid, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. I like to throw people for a loop. You know what I mean?
People will okay. hand.
You just picked her up and like held her way above your head. You're like, you're so small. You don't even know how small you are.
People in my family have a habit of handing me their children. Like, kind of in hopes of, hey, you might want one someday. Look how natural it is.
Yeah.
Oh, they just love you. Look, she just falls asleep right on you. Yeah. They're kids. They sleep all of the time.
Yeah,
I have no...
I'm lucky enough to have not had that shit happen.
No, they just hand them to me. And I'm like, it's got poop on it. I mean, guys, there's
Ooh,
poop
Joey.
On this kid. Come
That's
on,
no
take
good.
This back. Take this back.
That's no good. You don't want that.
All
no,
the time.
No, but and there's people who come into the shop that have kids. And I've actually had one small child... walk up to me, and obviously, I don't know how old it was, but obviously it was old enough to walk, because it walked away from his mom, and I was sitting down out in the lobby, probably on lunch or something stupid, and the little bugger comes over and runs into my knee, and I look down at this guy, and he's looking at me, and my knee is in his chest, like sternum area, and he's looking at me, and I said, well, what do you want, dude? You want to get a tattoo? And he just looked at me and nodded. I said, do you even know what the fuck a tattoo is? And he just sat there nodding. I said, really? Do you know what a bouillabaisse is? And he stood there nodding. And I joked to the mother. I was like, hey, you want to come get your bobblehead away from me? He's getting nowhere, hon. He's getting nowhere. And I got to stand up. And when I stand up, unfortunately, my thigh is going to pound him in the face and knock him over. And I don't want to do that. And she's laughing, of course, because she heard the whole conversation. Everybody thought it was cute. And it was pretty cute. You know what I mean? Here's this little dude. And he wasn't bald, but you know how little kids got not much hair up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was still, you know, not wobbly, but I wouldn't say he was Michael Jordan on his feet, you know, agile and shit. Wasn't going to be dunking any basketballs or anything soon.
And that'll probably be your only sports reference on this show.
Every episode to get Bill.
To do what?
To get Bill. To do his high-pitched laugh.
That was good. I know Michael Jordan. Like, I know who that
personally?
Is.
Personally?
No, I wish I did.
They go way back.
I don't know.
He
get me into
it,
trouble because I know he likes to gamble and I like to gamble and yeah. He would just get me in a lot of trouble.
I went to high school with a guy named Mike Tyson.
Nice.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Wow.
Whitest white kid ever.
I would have gone to school with the real Mike Tyson. I think the guy's a fascinating guy. I'm a big boxing fan and I know a lot about him. I got to watch a lot of his early fights and those crazy knockouts and shit. They were incredible. Like, what a boxer. There's never been anything like him. And then to think about the road that he went down just because there were other people that were greedy that they knew that they could make a buck off the guy. I mean, that's, man, to think about all the damage done to that poor guy's psyche and shit.
That is way off topic. God, what were we supposed to be talking about?
Like, talk
are we talking
about tattoos?
He does have a tattoo on his face.
Yeah, he does. Yes. He's got that big old tribal piece
right.
over half
go.
Of his face.
Oh, God, yes.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
Face turns tattoos. Out, a guy who is, never mind. We're all.
Face tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I was trying to know about.
How do you feel about facial tattoos? Enlighten us on your opinions on facial tattoos and why you do not do them,
especially underage facial tattoos.
Well, I don't know them just because
underage tattoos in general. Jesus.
Well, hold on. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good way to. That's a good segue. All right, facial tattoos. I don't really give a fuck. If a person wants to tattoo their face, but the way I view it is, your face is the one thing that you have that is unique, so it doesn't really need a lot of alterations. But if you want to do it, go for it. I don't care. I don't want to do it only because in today's day and age, there's still enough stigma attached to it. And frankly, I don't want to be the guy responsible for that. Just like I don't want to be responsible for a stupid tattoo on the side of a neck of an 18-year-old just because he says, well, I'm 18, dude. You want my money? I'm like, no, I don't need your money for that, dude.
I would put this tattoo anywhere else.
Yeah, and not your hand. I'm not going to stick it on your fucking hand. I'm not going to stick it on your cheekbone.
Well, it has to be
but
someone where everybody
record.
Can see it, so
but
they know
for
he's
the
cool
record.
And has tattoos.
But, yeah. I mean, for the record, who, I am
it's true,
I am
though.
The last it's person who has any right to say what a person can and can't do with their body and when. So if a person is truly drawn to that and they do it, as long as they understand what the implications are going to be later on down the road and what you may have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, in other words, you don't get to get pissed off every time somebody says, dude, you were a dumbass for tattooing that on your forehead. Well, what did you expect people to say? Are it's you- just like if I were to get pissed off because people stare at me because I'm heavily tattooed, what the fuck do I expect people to do?
Right.
Yeah, I don't walk around in khakis and a fucking button down. You're right. And I have a lot of tattoos that show if I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. But I know you're going to look. I don't mind. I don't care. Most of my tattoos are pretty shitty anyhow. So you're not really missing out.
Way
some of them are pretty fat. Some of them are really cool. But, I mean, some of them are complete garbage. Strangely enough, I get complimented on the garbage on my body way more often than people say, wow, that is really nice forearm, dude. Like, they don't even notice the good stuff
I have. I love your ear of corn. That's probably one of my favorites.
It is one of
ear
my favorites. I have an ear of corn. My true love is... It just says true love and a cob of corn with, like, green butter.
Yeah.
Where did you get your tattoos? Like,
all
the
over.
Majority of them. Are...
All over.
Some of them he did himself.
I got a bunch of them here. I got a bunch of them out west in Phoenix and a little bit in Las
You've
Vegas.
You've been to and worked and in many shops.
Well, not like a shitload. I mean, there's gobs. But. There's gobs. Dude, there are gobs of guys in Phoenix that have worked more shops and they've never left Phoenix. I mean, it was common for guys to be at a shop for 6 to 8 months in Phoenix and then bounce to another shop. Huh. I never did. I bounced around to a couple, but I was there for the one shop. I was there for a year, and the other one I was there for 2 years. So I put in a little bit of time, and whenever I did an extra fill-in gap spot somewhere else, it wasn't for long. But you know what? 5-6 shops I've worked in.
But your goal
was always to come back and work at Totem.
Yeah, just because of the Buffalo. You know, he's the artist that I admired in the industry. He kind of influenced me to make sure that I took it somewhat seriously. And that getting back to my original story about how I got into tattooing, that was the guiding. I just always remembered stuff that he had said to me in passing, because I had a handful of pieces from the guy, and there were conversations. Like I said, it's personal, so you end up talking, yeah. You know. And
he's always got that wise sage advice.
Yeah,
in his own special way.
Yeah, because you got to listen to your elders, man. There's a reason they're our elders. It's because they've already fucking been there and done it. And we all like to think that, hey, I'm so badass and I'm blazing a trail, but the trail's already on fire, dude, and it's been on fire for 1,000 fucking years. You're not revolutionary, you know? So I don't want to act as though I'm revolutionary in any way. Yeah, Bill's a big influence on me, and I always just wanted to work for him. And I'd be out in Phoenix and buy a tattoo magazine, and you'd be paging through it, and here's a convention that has Bill holding a giant fucking trophy and the client standing there with this huge tattoo, and getting recognition all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him get recognition for one of the top three influential artists for their style.
He's got like a big article, like laminated and plaqued at the Shamokin Dam Shop.
I actually have most of the issues just because I would come across the Philly convention from 93 or 94. I have that. There's a huge center spread of Ruth, you know, and there's a bunch of pictures of it. Yeah, so when I was walking around to shops in Phoenix, artists would ask me who was doing stuff on me, you know, and they would see the arms that Bill had done and shit, and they were like, dude, I had one guy complimenting the at that time, using gray wash wasn't necessarily as, you know, widespread as it is now, and that's just a technique of getting gray without getting too detailed in terms of what I mean by gray wash.
And it's getting gray without using white, correct?
Yeah. It's not just, I'm not even going to get into this, but
it doesn't matter. Look it up.
It was really smooth. And back then, this is early 90s we're talking about, which blows me away to think like early 90s was still kind of, it was early in the revolution of tattoo. It really was. And I don't even like thinking that I was any kind of a serious outsider when I started getting tattoos in my mind, because in my circles, everybody was getting tattoos. You know, so that was normal for us.
Yeah.
We wanted tattoos. We wanted to be heavily tattooed. We kind of sort of understood why we wanted to be heavily tattooed. I don't think we understood why quite as deeply as we did. Regardless, that's what was going on. And that's what we wanted to do, so it was normal.
So walking around with Bill's tattoos in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I think that's where we were.
Yeah, and guys would compliment the stuff that Bill had been doing on me, and that obviously made me feel good that some guy from Shamokin Dam, Pennsylvania, had done some work that was fat enough that here I am in big city America, you know, a place that, ever since I've moved back, when people find out that that's where I was before I came here, they say, "Why the fuck did you move here?"
Because the desert.
Well, yeah, but you believe all the stories, and you know, you buy the hype, and you don't really think about what it means to connect with a place. And I'm not saying that Phoenix isn't a killer place. It is a killer place for some people, you know, for a person who wants that kind of life. I don't want to live in a big city. Fuck, Shamokin Dam is bigger than I would ever want to live in. And I don't live in Shamokin
Dam. That's why you
live
out in the fucking boonies.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm not even a hellraiser. I'm not out there fucking shooting off big guns and blowing shit up. I like the peace and quiet, and I like being left alone. I want to paint. I want to do charcoal. I just want to make some art and ride a bicycle. Yeah. That's what I want to do. You know, loving my old lady. That's what's up, dude. She's smiling at me now. I finally got that little lover jib in there.
In case anyone missed the connection, AJ and Lauren are in fact married.
Yeah.
And they are so adorable, it makes me want to puke.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go that far. The adorability thing, not necessarily. However, I will say this.
You guys
every
have
time
a cute and healthy relationship.
Okay, I'll give you that. And you don't know about that. Cute, but I'll give you healthy. I don't know what cute relationship means.
Well, it's sweet. You know, you guys do things, and it's like, aw, you guys really love each other.
I dote on her, and she dotes on me. And we both know it, but that's what's cool, is that we're even there. You know, there is no, oh Christ, I gotta work harder to make up for it because she's doing this to make up for me, and I gotta do this for her because she did. It's not that way.
No, it's not a game.
Like there is no debt.
No.
Between us.
And I mean, there's give and take, but there's not like, you know.
Ah, dude, there's just nonstop give. Really, at least for us, and.
Everybody's relationship is different.
Everybody's relationship is different, but somehow is dinner. Duh. I'm fucking hungry, man. But everybody's relationship may be different, but it's not just that we're different. It's that we do what works for us.
Exactly.
And we are actually, Lauren is a unique woman. And that's one of the things that I was attracted to her about was her uniqueness. But she allows me to be me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there's just a constant encouragement. And that's why I say it's not really give and take. It's more like just constantly giving. Because all I'm ever doing is receiving from her. I don't really think of it as me taking anything, you know?
True.
And by the same token, I don't really ever think of her taking anything from me because I just throw it out there. I just do shit, you know? Oh, you gotta take care of each other, dude. That's what the fuck it's
all
about.
What's important.
Yeah. You know, and when you think about getting back onto the subject of tattoo, that has made a huge difference in... All right. Yeah, I was a dick to you, Ashley. You know, when you came in.
I didn't think of you as a dick.
Well, you know, rude. Say rude, curt, whatever you want to call it, crass. I can accept it. I'm a big boy. I don't even mind hearing it. It's good constructive criticism. But I'm starting to get a little bit more patient, no matter how inane initially I feel about what somebody comes in and talks about that they want to get done. But the one thing that I still seem to be unwilling to accept is the weekly insults that happen. And you may not think that this is an insult, but it kind of is. Like a person will come in and they'll tell me about how, you know, they've seen my work and they love it. It's this, it's that. I've checked it out online. It's great stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then they say, so I really wanted you to do my tattoo. And what they want me to do is a fucking nautical star on their wrist. They want me to do something that, after telling me that they think, that they think that they respect me as an artist, that they want me to do their tiny little tattoo.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be condescending to their idea that they want to get that tattoo, but I sure as fuck didn't need the buildup.
Yeah.
For your star. I'm okay with doing your star, but I don't need to know that you think that I'm awesome. I would rather not hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just tell me what you do and let me do what I do, and you'll walk out with an awesome fucking star. That's what I want.
But then there are the people that you actually talk out of getting the star. Like you actually talk them into
everybody,
thinking about
I talk
it a
everybody
more.
Out of trying to get a tattoo. Man, I talk more people out of getting tattoos than I talk them into getting tattoos. Why? I like there to still be a stigma. I do like there to be a bit of an outlaw status to it. I like there be to be some magic, you know, some mysticism to it all. I need that. I want that. That's part of the old school aspect also. You know, it's why the sailors always had so many different superstitious tattoos. Because there was magic about it. We're losing that fucking magic. You know, people aren't so intimidated by it anymore. And there are plenty of people that are, and obviously, but I mean... if you look at tattoos in the workplace, I mean, there's plenty of stores where you walk in and you see plenty of tattoos on people. Shit, there's a kid at the one store with a fucking 2-foot Liberty spikes on his melon, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I encourage that.
I've seen Liberty spikes in years.
I know, and they're awesome.
That's amazing. There's
just be a straight up hawk.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes I saw them Liberty spikes, and I got to give props on Liberty spikes.
So I'm curious as to what you tell people, because this is a pretty common question. It's one that I ask a lot. Does it hurt?
I tell everybody the exact same thing. It's going to sting like a bitch, but it's nothing you can't handle. And if you really want it, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know? And one thing I know, I've heard you tell people, it's like, if he was that fucking bad, nobody would do it.
Yeah, most people wouldn't. No. Not nobody.
Well.
There's always those pain freaks that really... I actually like being tattooed. I've slept through 7 hours of tattoo with a big puddle of drool under my head and an even bigger puddle of drool under the chair because I was out cold just sleeping.
You drool a lot.
No, but apparently I did that day.
Huh.
At least I don't think I did.
Well, you were laying on your stomach when you were getting tattooed, though.
Well, I was laying on my side.
Yeah.
Laying on my side.
Yeah. You sleep on your back, mostly.
Mostly. Or on my gullet. Either way, there are people that do appreciate the sensation of pain and what it brings to them, and there's a lot of psychological rationale for all of that, and that would be me. I like it. I like hanging from hooks. I think that that's a good time. You know, there are people that like that, that get something out of that, that feeling that you're alive because of that pain. That's the only reason the pain is there. But by the same token, you're the only one that can really manage that discomfort, you know? And by recognizing that your mind is separate from your body, they are not the same entity, and that what your body is feeling, your brain is not feeling. Your brain is simply interpreting those sensations. And that's what's happening when you're feeling pain. That's all that's happening, is your brain is the one interpreting it all, because your brain is the whole. That's your sense. Hold on, I'm going to see if I can get this right. This will fucking blow you away. CPU, central processing unit, would that be accurate for your brain in terms of its relationship? Yeah. All right. I am the least tech person you will ever fucking interview, yeah. I bet. And even I knew that. I watch a lot of sci-fi.
Hilariously technology illiterate. Yep. And I think it's fantastic. Yep.
Did I ever tell you the story about when Lauren handed me her phone and told me to make a call, and I was trying to figure out how to open it, and it's a touch screen? She said, no, you touch the screen and you flick your finger and it opens. So I was trying, but then I was trying to dig at it and flick the screen open. That wasn't working. And then eventually it flipped open. Like, I was like, oh, holy shit. Oh, here's a keyboard. What the fuck am I going to do with this? You know? These buttons are so little, and I got pretty good sized fingers, you know? She's like, no, dumbass. The screen, close it. So I close it. She's like, I'll open the touch. I'm like, dude, just take this. She's like, I'll take it. You don't know what you're doing. That's what she did to me. So yeah, tech. Tech, not good. In conjunction with that, I'm also bad with, getting back to the kids thing real briefly, I'm also bad with relating with children. I remember a time I was hanging out with a friend, and you were there also, Lauren. I don't know if you remember it or not, but he has a young daughter and a young son, and this is 5-6 years ago or so, 4 years ago maybe. But the daughter is sitting around the couch with all of us, and we're kind of chilling and yakking and whatnot. Good exchange between me and the mom and the pop. I'm close with them, and I don't remember what was said. Like, I don't remember if I said something to the daughter, or she said something to me, or if she was staring at me and I said something, you know, snide to a little kid or something like that. But
no, you said something about you were like, the only thing I know that I can say to relate to you.
But why that happened though? Oh, there was an exchange between her and I, real brief, and then she walked off, and I looked at them, and I was like, you see. I don't know what to even say to a young kid. I think she was 4 or 5, maybe, I don't think she was 6, but 3 or 4 or 5 probably. And I said, I don't even know what to say to a kid. You know, I have absolutely no relation to a child. I don't know what they want to hear. And I don't know how I can talk to them, obviously, with as regularly as I drop the F-bomb. You know I'm not around children regularly. So I wasn't going to sit around dropping the F-bomb around her mom. So then she comes back in the living room, and I was still continuing, and I was commenting to the parents, I still don't know, you know, how to say it. I was like, hold on, I got it. And I looked at her, and I said, hey, Hannah Montana. Figured, you know, she's popular with kids, right? Fucking popular with kids, Hannah Montana. Everybody knows Hannah Montana. This girl looks at me, and I'm talking with the, like, little fucking poltergeist child eyes and shit, looks at me, she says, I hate Hannah Montana. That's what she said. So of course we all laugh, and I'm sitting there, you know. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, you know, fuck, dude, can I win with children? If I had said Care Bears, she would have looked at me like, I don't even know what a Care Bear is, pussy. You know? Do I look like I know what a fucking Care Bear looks like? Yeah. What's that?
Care Bears are making a comeback.
They're coming back.
Okay.
So is My Little Pony
and Rainbow Bright.
Oh, we know about Lauren, the My Little Pony.
I get stuck with the My Little Pony cartoon in the morning.
No.
Yeah. No. I gotta give a little clarification there. Y'all are gonna start thinking that I'm sitting around watching fucking My Little Pony. That's not what's happening.
No, he was watching Gem. That's why it was on that channel.
No.
She's outrageous.
I was watching Gem, but that's not why it was on that channel.
Bill,
it may not
Gem.
Have even been on that channel. I don't know.
By the way, I'm talking about a Gem tattoo.
Dude, Gem was
in the
fucking hot. She had big boobs, she had a short little skirt, long sexy ass legs, and big pink fucking hair.
Oh yeah.
And she could turn into another chick.
Bill is shaking his head violently over
How
him.
Do you beat that? You could have two chicks
nodding
in one.
His head.
Make sure that the one that she turns in went like Gem. Gem should be exactly like Gem, because Gem's fucking fine. But when she goes back to normal chick, she should be like...
Is her name like Jerrica?
Heavily,
Jerrica,
yeah. Yeah, Jerrica. Which is... I don't think I've ever even heard that name other than that show. Yeah, they fucking and I hear made a lot up, of names. Obviously, some of them I gotta take a double take. Did you really just say that was your name, dude? I'm not gonna get into it because if they actually took a chance and listened to this, they'd probably hunt me down and skin me alive.
Well, you're not naming names.
No, and I'm not going to.
It's just a first name.
Don't care. It's fucking obvious. It's rare. So anyway, that's the point. Yes, Jem. I watched Jem. But back in the day, Jem was on, there was a half-hour program that had three cartoons in it. And they were each on for about 7 minutes, I guess, apparently. And maybe it was only that two of them were on every week and they alternated or something. One of them was Bigfoot, and I do mean the monster truck shit. It was awesome. Fuck yeah, dude. Big monster trucks kick ass. Jem and the Holograms, and the show Inhumanoids. And Inhumanoids was awesome. I watched it just for Inhumanoids. However, Bigfoot was pretty entertaining, but Inhumanoids was what it was all about. So that's how I got hooked on Jem. And now that I'm old, I can look at Jem and say, yeah, she is hot. Because back then, it was more like, I don't know why they have this shit on here, man. Just watch this Bigfoot and Inhumanoids. Yeah. And Inhumanoids and Bigfoot were definitely not for girls.
Where did My Little Pony come in all this?
Well, okay, so here's where My Little Pony comes in. The channel that it's on at night, I would watch Transformers, like Generation 1, badass Transformers, and then G.I. Joe, old school G.I. Joe, not like the movie over and over every night.
Bill and I are representing currently.
There you go. And then eventually, I would turn it to another channel, you know?
No,
you but would. I would come back to it because it would record something later on. Like I would record some anime program that was on Haboom. Because that was the channel that it was. And also, the Nickelodeon cartoon, whatever. They have a lot of badass cartoons on there sometimes.
Well, whatever. My and Little Voltron Pony was
Force.
On Hub.
It was
Hub.
Probably Voltron Force that it would kick back to it for. Right. And then...
I would get up in the morning to work
yeah,
out.
Yeah, get up in the morning to work out.
My Little Pony
and
was
Hub.
Always on whenever I was done with my workout. Yeah. And then I would bitch about it. And then he would be out. Yeah. Like, he would be up. And I'd be like... This doesn't even fucking look like My Little Ponies. They don't even look the same anymore. This is bullshit. Right?
I still have, like, all ridiculous. My Little Ponies from when I was, like...
Yeah, I still have all mine.
Have you seen what they did with Polly Pocket lately?
That was before my time.
She doesn't even fit in your pocket.
Of course, I'm a dude, so I don't really know much about
Polly. Polly fits in your pocket, but her whole world no longer fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
But that is late 80s, early 90s children.
What was the diversion of Polly Pocket?
Oh, there was...
There
Jeff
was.
Talks about it.
Oh shit!
My Little Buddy,
Mini Max,
yeah. Mini Max.
Mighty Max,
Mighty Max. That's Max. What it was. Yeah.
Wait a second. I know what Mighty Max is.
Yeah, they were like little tiny figures and little, but it was like.
It was a little world.
Yeah.
Polly Pocket. I used to have a heart, and a little Polly would
like a junkyard.
That's what the guys would be. Junkyards.
An auto body shop.
That's terrible.
This has nothing to do with tattoos.
We're so
maybe
wrong.
Mighty
sure
Max
that?
Had tattoos.
Because
yeah,
well,
two
no,
could,
the tie-in could be the fact that I've done fucking Hello Kitty tattoos on people.
But
it's really popular
I,
with chicks.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw this out in the episode because I don't want people taking my idea. So we'll talk about it later sometime.
I want to do a little kid flipping you off on my ribs. That's my next tattoo.
What?
Sure.
Wait till you see the picture. It's awesome.
You're just not picturing it right.
A little kid.
Little kid.
Is it the it's little awesome. Baby that's got his face all scrunched up and he's got tattoos?
No.
Fake tattoos
nope.
on him?
This kid has
oh,
no tattoos.
Oh, a little meme.
But he's flipping you off like this. Like.
Oh, he's flipping off, but he's flipping. It's from a baseball game. And he's flipping off the ump. And he's got a Red Sox jersey on.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's on my iPad.
It's probably a meme that we all saw like 10 probably. Years ago that he's just seeing probably. For the first time.
Huh?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, how would you guys have all seen it if I didn't... Is it like on FacePage or something?
Maybe.
It's not, yeah, it's on FacePage.
Everything is on the internet. We've already discussed this.
Yeah, but I mean, the internet's kind of big. It takes a while to go through everything, don't you think?
No? Yes, we've
I can't,
all
I can't say
all
that
of us have been through the entire internet by now. Yeah. You're just you're
you are
just starting.
Wait,
dude, I'm not even making a fucking attempt at getting through the whole internet.
Yeah. I don't
are you
think
kidding me?
Is.
Okay, but that's
the
my
whole
point.
Internet.
You know? That's my point. There's a
it's
lot of stuff
all in
on
your
there.
House. I don't understand why you haven't gotten through it yet.
It's just in that little box.
Yeah, I don't even have to go anywhere.
God, it's not
it's
that. Right there.
It's literally at my fingertips.
What's your problem?
Oh, God, I hate technology.
Yeah, really we should probably.
When did we actually start? I know, like, you started before we actually started. So.
You probably have, like, 3 minutes cut out at the beginning.
Okay, and then a couple here and there. And so, this will get cut out right now.
Where any last words?
Don't let me discourage you from getting a tattoo. A whole lot nicer if you come in and just talk to me rather than tell me what's up. And whenever you're researching a tattoo artist, be critical of their portfolios. You know, it's one thing to have people tell you that a tattoo artist is awesome, but until you go in and you check out their work, and you would hope that they would have good, solid representation of their work, you know, that speaks for itself. If you want a badass tattoo, make sure you search out the person that's going to give you a badass tattoo.
Yeah.
If it's not important to you that the line work is clean or that the color is filled in nicely and blended out and there's depth and, you know, some attention paid to composition, etc., some kind of artistic aspect at the very least, then but have fun with it no matter what.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw it out there. You've said before that, like, you are not the only guy that tattoos. There are tons of talented artists out there. You gotta find the artist that is for you.
Yeah.
Or for that style of tattoo.
And it actually took me a long time to come to accept that I'm just a fucking salamander, you know, in a river, dude. And there's no point to think that I'm bigger than tattoo. I'm not. You know, no one tattoo artist is. No one artist is bigger than art.
No.
You know, nobody transcends that. It's just like nobody's bigger than life because we're still going to fucking die.
And you talked about it a little before, like, there are some things, like traditional work, you're just not that into.
And knowing that there are people out there that absolutely love it and they know the elements that need to be in there in order to be a legitimate traditional tattoo. Like, no matter what I say about it, it's just a stylistic thing in terms of why I don't like it, why I'm not fond of it. But I have to make clear that there is a proper way to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are considerations that need to be taken in order to make it authentic. And if you don't know what those elements are, and if you don't know how to manipulate those elements, even your traditional tattoos are going to look dumb. And who the fuck wants a dumb-looking tattoo? So seek out somebody that does good traditional work. You know, I always recommend to people when they come in and ask me to do a traditional tattoo, and I might tell them, you know, look, I'm going to do a good job on it because in a technical sense, I'm okay. You know,
I can do a capable, competent artist.
Yeah, I can do this job for you. But if you were to have somebody that really digs doing it and really knows the elements inside and out and knows where to put them and knows how to apply them, etc., that's when you end up with a great tattoo. And that's what I want for people to desire. I want them to want a great fucking tattoo. You know? Not offensive to me that you didn't come to me for daisies. Mm-hmm. Because my heart and soul, honestly, would not have been into that.
But you go to him and say, I want a kick-ass robot. He'll be all up in that.
I'll be all up on the robot. I'll come to you for Doctor Who.
Most any kind of realistic type stuff, I enjoy doing that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing surrealistic shit. I like doing my own custom stuff that kind of lends itself to all of that.
That's perfect, you want that exploding TARDIS, the Van Gogh-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, Lauren mentioned a little something to me about it. I thought it popped into my head very cool. That would be neat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I'm not as big of a pain in the ass as you think. If you come in with an open mind and you remind me maybe that I am being an ass, you're allowed. You know, you're not going to anger me.
I think it's just people are intimidated by you, so they don't know that.
Talk with me long enough,
right?
And they just don't.
That goes for a lot of people. You just got to get to know.
I think part of it is they're also intimidated by the price of a good, clean, well done.
You have
tattoo.
To know first of all, especially if it's their first tattoo. A person comes in, they're apprehensive about everything. They've never been in a tattoo shop before. They've never seen a tattoo get done. They've heard stories. It hurts. You bleed. Blah, blah, blah. You hear nightmare stories on top of all of it. So they're worried to begin with. So I applaud them for simply having the courage to show up. That's the first step. You can never get a tattoo if you don't sit down with a person who's going to do a tattoo on you. So taking that first step is important. But caring about what you're going to put on yourself is equally as important.
Because I've seen that's a big complaint I get from some people. Like, he's so expensive. It's like, yeah, you get what you fucking pay for, though. Well, like, I'm going to sink hundreds of dollars into this, and you can go down the street and get it for, like, $50. And mine is ultimately going to look way better than yours.
Well, here's the thing. When you get worked on by me, one thing that I've had clients tell me that's painfully evident is how committed I am to the job at hand each sitting. That when I tell you that I'm going to work on you for 3 fucking hours, yeah, you're going to get like a 5-minute break if you're lucky. You know, I'm going to pound you out. We're going to work. We're going to get a lot of shit done because I'm motivated for your work. And it's what we want to do is make something badass. Let's do it. And I appreciate hearing that because I do take it seriously. Maybe sometimes I take it a little bit too seriously, and that's where the really intense passion comes from. But I'm okay with representing myself that way. I feel it's honest. I feel it's pure. It's raw. I mean, dude, it's a lot like straight up fucking spontaneous combustion. Try having a conversation with a fucking burning monk. He's probably not going to tell you anything about peace of mind while he's on fire in the middle of the street. But that's kind of how I am. You know, you bounce an idea off me and I have 1,000 things pop into my head instantly. And all of a sudden I need to decipher which one's right for you. It's kind of difficult to do on the spot. But if we just chat a little bit, besides laughing our asses off and making fun of each other, we're going to come out with a really cool concept and it's going to be awesome. And that's what you want. You want positive energy surrounding everything. At least that's what I like. I prefer that. And I prefer that over someone coming in telling me, well, this is how I want it and this is where I want it, and just not willing to listen to anything that I have to say about why it's a really bad idea to do that tattoo. You know?
And I've heard the hilarious outcomes of those conversations.
Yeah, I mean,
they're some of my favorites.
But you have to have them sometimes, you know? Sometimes people don't think past that moment.
And it's great that you're just like, I'm not doing that in that way. Because you're not in it, like, for the money, clearly. You're in it for, like, the art, basically.
Well, yeah, but yes. Because you want it to be as good as you can give that person. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hope for that.
People
for
that
every
are so
experience.
Insistent, I want this butterfly here and done this way, and that's the way I want it.
Yeah, but and if it's just going to be ugly on them in a couple of years, like if it's not something that's going to age and hold up well, then it's important to go ahead and say,
I want it really tiny, if you but really, I want really, really bold lines. Yeah.
That same person's going to be pissed off at you in 3 years because they're going to think they got a shitty tattoo.
Actually, you'd be surprised,
because you didn't say anything. Honey, that guy never said anything.
There are a lot of people walking around with really ugly fucking tattoos that brag about them. They're like, check this shit out, man. This is a mermaid.
Yeah, that's one of the big things. Like, oh, I see you have tattoos. Look at mine. Oh, that's nice.
I had a guy showing me this picture of a mermaid. For you. And I swear to Christ, I was like, dude, that is one of the ugliest Zeuses I've ever seen. He's like, it's not a Zeus. It's a fucking mermaid, dumbass. I'm like, dude, it's got a fucking beard. What are you looking at, man? Are you going to tell me that's not a beard? He's like, it's... Wow, shit. And then he turns his arm around and he's looking at me. He's like, well, fuck, I guess it can be a beard. He's like, I always thought it was water. I'm like, water under the chin? Really? Oh. Really? Yeah. How drunk were you when you picked that piece of flash out of the box? And regardless, I mean, it happens. And we get to laugh about it. And that, you know, fuck it. This is a great ending note. No matter what I've said, no matter what anyone else said, tattoo is always about what you want for yourself out of it. When a client comes in and they're worried about hurting like hell, oh, am I going to pass out, or am I going to do this, or am I going to do that? What's it going to be like? If you want it to hurt really bad and you want to act out for all your friends that showed up to give you support for your fucking tiny little 2-minute tattoo, which is completely unnecessary, folks. You don't need to bring a carnival with you.
Watching tattoos is fucking boring.
Well, oh my God. Hold on. If it's only 2 minutes long,
my brother
if it's only a couple of minutes, this is something that college girls love to do. They travel in packs, just like women all always go to the bathroom together.
Never
while they like to go
that.
Get it doesn't matter. If you're sitting there for a long time, I don't go with my friends when they get tattooed. Most of my friends sit for anywhere from, you know, 5 to 8 hours. Chair sits for 10. Yeah. You know, fuck, dude. I'm not going to sit in a tattoo shop for 10 hours, dude. I sit in a tattoo shop 5 days a week, sometimes 6, sometimes 7. So it gets old. But getting back to what I was saying, a tattoo is as important as you make it out to be. Whether there's some underlying sentimental value and meaning to it, representing a lost family member or some ideal that you hold close to your heart. Or if it's just a tattoo for tattoo's sake and looks badass and that's what you like about it. Because I'm covered in shit that has no meaning. It just looks fucking cool, you know? The tattoo is what you want it to be. No matter what assholes like me want to tell you, it's still always about you. The thing is I always hope for the person to hear and heed positive advice. Advice that guides them into getting the nicest tattoo that they possibly can get out of that person. And that's what a person needs to be more concerned with, as well as, you know, the whole sterility and cleanliness. And, I mean, professionalism, dude, look, man, we're not, generally speaking, a bunch of really nice folks. We're artists, a lot of us. And artists by nature are pretty fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Van Gogh locked off his ear. You know, Rembrandt was a crazy mad alcoholic. I mean, there's a lot of craziness in artists, whether it's musicians or poets or any type of writer or any kind of a visual artist. As a general rule of thumb, artists are pretty looped out fucking people, and I'm no different. However, I like to think that I'm getting better at dealing with my wackiness, you know.
You'll have it fucking down by the time you retire.
Yeah. You'll be great at it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Time will tell, right? But that's it, you know? Make sure that whatever you're doing is... Make sure that it's cool. Fuck it. You don't want to be that guy who goes on the tattoo show that's all about cover-ups with the great big cock and balls on his ass cheek. He's like, well, I was kind of dared by my frat buddies, man. We were all really drunk. Look, I don't care how fucking drunk you are. If you remove your head from your ass, there's no amount of alcohol that will make you say to yourself, yeah, dude, cock and balls on my ass. That's a killer tat, and dude. Sorry.
On the flip side of that, no respectable artist will tattoo a drunk person.
This is true.
Yeah, but you're going to come across special circumstances. I haven't done it, but you're going to come across special circumstances where that person walking in just rubs you the wrong way, and the tattoo guy says, fuck it, I'm going to teach this blow a lesson, man. He's going to walk out with the cock and balls on his ass. I'm going to do it.
This guy's a dick.
Yeah.
So he deserves, you know, one.
Or just because he's so... I mean, that's going to happen. Because, you know... They want it, you know, fuck it. You're going to pay them and we get a cheap laugh out of it. And there's always a great story to tell, which is awesome too. You know, the stories because of the people that you meet and the experience of that moment. You know, those moments, regardless of how fleeting in the grand scheme of things, are a lot of times very memorable, you know.
Oh, and man, I carry have a I lot ever of been that a good story stuff. Moment?
Probably.
Aww.
I would think just about anybody that I can remember has been, just because it's good. It really is, you know. If you can't bag on each other, then you're way too hung up, dude. You know, you're allowed to pick on me. I get put off because people don't bag on me. You know, I like getting teased, dude.
You're the artist.
My closest
you're better
friend,
than we are.
My closest friends rag on me like nobody's business. Just like everybody else's friends rag on them. But then when I'm in the shop, people are half afraid to talk to me. You know, which might also be crazy eyes. I've got some crazy eyes.
You do
not.
Peanut butter,
and marshmallow, and fucking M&M pizza.
That sounds amazing. Can we order that? Anyway.
Yeah, watch that wall there. Jumped right out at you, huh?
Yeah, they come out of nowhere.
Before we go off on another tangent, thanks for listening.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with AJ. Sometimes, you know,
he's a little harsh.
I'm a little abrasive.
Yeah, it's fine.
We like him.
I mean well. Fuck you all. I mean well.
We saw you mean well. It was
I
just,
do.
It's true. It was just it was the awkward
I just
pause.
Don't really know how to get that out there. You know, right, so, as I get older, I'll figure it out. So, right. Wish me luck.
Thanks for listening. Today was all about tattoos, in case you missed that or forgot in our ramblings throughout the episode.
I was gonna say,
but
we're good at tangents.
Thank you.
It was occasionally about
AJ
tattoos.
For you're welcome. Coming in and being
thanks.
Our guest.
Thanks, AJ.
Do you have any websites or anything you want to promote before we go?
Yeah, his Facebook page is just AJ at Totem Tattoo. Just
so it'd be facebook.com/...
Well, I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
Just search AJ
we'll get you
at
a link
Totem
for the
Tattoo.
Website.
You know what's funny about this? Is I actually have no idea. All I can tell you
yeah,
is
I don't
that
really
my
know what
face
the...
page thing says AJ at Totem Tattoo. But Lauren says something about, oh, it's a business thing or it's some kind of different. It's not
a,
the normal
one. It's an
one,
artist so, page. It's okay. not like an so, actual yeah, person.
I actually don't even know how to tell people to check out my ship. You can check out some of my ship, as well as every other artist that works for Totem Tattoo, which is my home shop. We have even our Williamsport artists are there. And give a shout out to our piercers, both Miss Ruth as well as Tuchamungus. He's down in our way, though. So, yeah.
TotemTattoo.com, I believe
yeah.
is the
yeah,
website.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep. TotemTattoo.com. Awesome.
All right. Well, we will see you all next week for an undetermined topic. Thank you for listening. Bye.
It'll be about Slayer.